congrats to Dave Sherry because he's joined me in studio. Because yesterday was a massive day in 2FM.
Yesterday was huge. It was deadly to see because I came out of the office walking out for lunch at around like whatever, 12:30.
Yeah.
And there were just loads of teenage girls outside the building queuing up and waiting. It was like they were, you know when they're sitting down, they're waiting for like One Direction or something. But I know that's Ed Sheeran, who's as big in some ways, but he's just one guy. He's not like five guys. So they were sitting there with their legs crossed and waiting, you know, just on the ground, you know, with their posters on the ground and just waiting for him to arrive. And he wasn't going to be there till for hours. So yeah, it was cool to see. But eventually he turned up and he was awesome, wasn't he?
Oh, he was so good. So, and just so you know, even for staff here to go to this Ed Sheeran gig, it was difficult. You had to register. There was a draw for tickets. So not everyone got to go. It really was extremely exclusive, but we managed to get in.
And, yeah, we were lucky. Because, as you say, the place was packed, and then because they had a whole crew there filming the thing. Like as you understand it, it's going to be part of his. Is he doing it as part of a video or maybe part of his stuff that he's releasing himself?
That was a rumor that was going around. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but it was being filmed very professionally.
There's a whole big setup there with a lighting rig and everything like that. So the people who got in were lucky because I know they were giving away the tickets on 2FM, so they got there yesterday. I think he's pretty cool. I like him.
Yeah.
And I was even more impressed with him yesterday. He came out on stage and he was talking to Ricochet. Of course, it's going to be, you can listen back to it later on. It's going to be on from 2 o'clock on 2FM. So with Rick. So, but what he did was he came out and he was doing that looping the pedal thing. Do you know when he starts playing
layers.
Yeah, exactly. He's playing chords, doing vocals, and then he layers it and loops it all back. And like, that's an amazing skill, I think. So I was super impressed with him.
I was too. And I think that people can be a bit snobby about him. You know what I mean? Because it is, I mean, it's pop music and a lot of people want to give out about pop music. But if you see him come out with a guitar and it's just him and a guitar and a looping pedal and he manages to make this massive sound just like layer by layer, it really was very impressive. I'm an Ed Sheeran fan now.
Yeah, and me too. I'm converted. Even the song from The Hobbit was good.
I'm actually going to play that now in a minute because I thought it was incredible.
I know, because I was like, I'm going to play a song from The Hobbit. I was like, oh, here we go. This is going to be really. But I wasn't expecting like an Enya, like, ethereal vocal thing, but it was actually a good little pop song. Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Do you remember afterwards when he was leaving? Did you see that?
This was the maddest bit. The maddest bit of the whole thing. So Dave, you left immediately afterward, went to get your bike.
Yeah.
But the rest of the 2FM staff who'd managed to get into the gig kind of went back into the office and we were all standing around talking about it or whatever. And then we noticed out the window that there's a ramp that comes out the side of the building in 2FM. And it's where they bring out kind of the orchestra equipment and things like that if they need to load it into a van. So Ed's equipment was coming out that ramp. So it didn't take long for the throngs of teenage girls and some guys, in fairness, but it was mostly girls who were doing this to figure it out. And they were lining the ramp, just waiting, you know, waiting in anticipation of a glimpse of Ed Sheeran. So we were all going, what are they going to do? Like, how are they going to get him out of there? You know, because his manager or whoever, the people he came with, we're already out, but we knew that he was still in the building. So it was a big, like, to-do. Nobody knew what was
going to happen. Guys were pressed up against the glass.
We were pressed up against the glass watching this. But you were outside on your bike.
So meanwhile, on the other side of the building, I was coming around on my bike and I noticed this blacked-out Mercedes van, the kind of one that you would... there's got to be somebody important in that van.
This van had been sitting at the end of the ramp where the girls were...
Waiting for him. Okay, so he was never going to be able to run that gauntlet, was he?
No.
He was going to get molested. So when I was going around the other side of the building, I saw him coming back. Well, he went back inside out a different exit and he was bundled in, like Westlife days when they were coming out of things, you know, into the back of the van.
But and the then, thing is, the van flew around, drove across the grass in Orty, which, let me tell you, is not something that is allowed.
No, it's not.
I've never seen it before.
It is not.
The van fired.
Not even Gay Byrne
the
is allowed to park on the grass in here. He'd be clamped. He would. He'd get a sticker on his car. So, but and from around the corner of the building, then came this horde of screaming girls and guys running around like zombies, coming around to go after the van. And the van was driving across grass, so it was kind of going not too fast. And then it was coming towards me on my bike. And I was like, I'm going to be knocked down by Ed Sheeran, and he's going to write a song about me. This is amazing. Hit me, Ed Sheeran. But yeah, so it was a great day. It was cool. But actually, a friend of mine was in Doyle's the night before. You know Doyle's there at College Green beside Trinity College at the pub. And she, because he turned up at the Ruby Sessions. It was a small, intimate gig, maybe 100 people in a really small, sweaty room. And he went, at one stage, I think the PA stopped working. And he had his cousin there, Laura Sheeran, who was the girl who got married in Connemara. And she, I think, is married to one of the guys in Bellex One. And then there were other few musicians there as well. So they got up and started jamming with him. Jamming. And playing.
Technical
and one of the girls was playing the fiddle. So it was a really good session, you know. Quite different to what he did with us in 2FM. But so my friend anyway was sitting, he got up on a table in the middle of the room and get off the stage because people couldn't really hear him. And he got up on the stage and, you know, the weather's been quite hot recently. It's like 19-20 degrees, you know, on a Tuesday night in Dublin city centre. And he was on top of this table and she was sitting beneath her, and he was sweating profusely, like really dripping sweat, like as you would as a musician under the lights in front of people.
I mean, I'm a sweaty person, I'd be like that on a normal day.
But she was sitting right beneath him on a little bar stool, and the sweat was dripping into her onto her body, onto her head, forehead, like down her cheek, from his arms, because he was flailing around with his guitar and it was coming off his elbows, dripping down his arms and off his hair. And she had to just sit there and take it. And, you know, I'd say some of the fans yesterday, they were here in 2FM, probably would have put their tongue out and drank Ed Sheeran's sweat.
Definitely,
as it came down.
Yeah.
But she still enjoyed the gig.
I love that image, though, of her in the bar stool, just like...
It's gross, isn't it?
Like, I can't think of anyone I love enough that I would enjoy being sweat on.
Or else, you know, your pint bottle of Bulmer's just there on the table, just and sweat dripping into it. And like, I'll have another. I'll have a bottle, just the bottle.
Barkeep.
Yeah.
I'll have another. I love it.
Anyway, well, great day yesterday. So hopefully more 2FM Presents, more great acts, and hopefully we'll see more of them.
Hopefully we'll do lots more. Yeah. And don't forget that you can hear Ed's set from 2pm today on Rick's show. I'm very jealous. I would have loved to have played some of it on the show this morning. It's because it really, really was great. And I know sometimes when you listen to people playing live kind of secondhand on the radio, it doesn't always sound great, but he was note perfect yesterday and also utterly charming. So it's well worth a listen. So that's 2 o'clock on Rick O'Shea show. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Louise.
I'm going to play you one of the songs that he sang yesterday. Now, it's not the live version, but, you know, because it was really incredible. And I'm going to play it right after. To this.